Today's daf is Maseches Eruvin, daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara continues to discuss designating a Shabbos residence in particular when one is on the way home, let's say, or trying to get to a city and will not arrive to their intended destination before nightfall. A story is told at the top of Amud Aleph about Rabbah and Rav Yosef, who were on their way. With Shabbos approaching, Rabbah told Rav Yosef that they would establish residence under a specific palm tree. One version of it has that it was a palm tree that had another palm tree leaning on it. It's a very specific location. Rabbah asked Rav Yosef if he knew, "Do you know which tree I'm referring to?" Yosef said, "I don't know which tree." And Rabbah responded, "No matter, you can rely on my familiarity with the tree." And he goes on to quote a braisa. Rav Yosef says, as long as one person in a party of more than one is familiar with the exact location they want to set up their Shabbos residence, that's sufficient. Then the Gemara says, hold on a second, this braisa did not have an attributed author, not Rav Yosi, and not anybody else. What was Rabbah's intention by saying it b'shem Rav Yosi, saying this braisa is in the name of Rav Yosi? Says the Gemara, "Kehechi dilakaba lamine mishum Rav Yosi nimuko imo." The Rabbah wanted to tell Rav Yosef, "You can rely on this braisa, you can rely on this halacha," and he quoted it b'shem Rav Yosi, even though really Rav Yosi wasn't the author of the braisa. But he wanted Rav Yosef to accept the halacha. He wanted Rav Yosef to rely on him. To rely on him, why? Because Rav Yosef's name is such an authority, such a gadol. You can rely on Rav Yosi, attach his name to the psak, motivate Rav Yosef to follow him. Comes the Magen Avraham and Simon Kufnun Vav Sivkat and Beis Shulchan Aruch. He's very bothered by the story with Rabbah. What is our Gemara doing? By the way, and a comment by the Magen Avraham and Simon Kufnun Vav. Simon Kufnun Vav is known in Shulchan Aruch as Hilchos Masa Umata, Malachos governing business affairs. The first Sif there talks about the importance of earning a living in combination with Torah study. And the second Simon talks about honesty in business. The Magen Avraham brings a series of Mamre Chazal on the topic of integrity and honesty and when one may be permitted to veer from the truth. He also quotes a somewhat parallel Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud Beis. Rabbi Akiva teaches a mashal, albeit a bit jarring, that if one is looking to strangle oneself, you should use a tall tree. A strange mashal, and the mashal means as follows according to Rashi. What he meant, said what Rabbi Akiva meant, was if one wants others to accept his words, you want to say a Torah over, you should say them in the name of a gadol, which seems to be the same idea what our Gemara and Erevin and Nunalev is bringing out. Ask Magen Avraham. We have a Gemara in Brachos. It seems to fly in the face of this idea. It's a Gemara in Brachos and Dav Chav Zayin that's quoting Maseches Kala, one of the small Masechtot. Ha'omer davar shelo shama mipi rabo. If a person says something that they didn't hear from their Rebbe, gorem l'shchina, Shetistalik Misrael, a very, very strong language. You cause the Shechina, you cause the divine presence to be removed from the Jewish people. Who was the author of this statement? It was Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, who in Maseches Sukkah and Dav Chav Zayin refused to answer Shaila about covering Schach with a sheet to provide additional shade. And the reason why, and some other places in Shas as well, where he was asked different halachic questions, he refused to give an answer, says the Gemara, Delo amar davar shlo shama mipi rabo meola. Rabbi Elazar would never say something, would never quote something. He was the author of this statement. He didn't hear something from his Rebbe. He was the author of this statement. You take the Shechin out of the world. Concludes the Magen Avraham. We seem to have a contradiction between sugyas. So how do we resolve the Gemara Psachim and our Gemara with the Gemara Brachos? Daf Aladaf quotes the Korban Aida. Korban Aida wrote a sefer on Maseches Nazir. Points out that the Rashbam gives a different interpretation of the Gemara Psachim. What was Rabbi Akiva saying with his mashal, yitla be'ilan, to be hanging on a tree? What it means is you should learn Torah from a rav, you should learn Torah from a gadol, you should learn Torah from a great Torah scholar, and then you hang your ideas on that person. But it doesn't mean that you just quote an idea and say it b'shem someone that you never actually heard it from. Still going to be a question the way the Rashi learned the Gemara, but here's one resolution. Our Gemara, where we have our daf today, it happens to be that this halacha is actually brought into Tosefta, and guess who the Tosefta quotes? It quotes Rav Yosi. So it's all good. Even though the braisa is anonymous, it is explicitly in favor of Rav Yosi. But the reason Rabbah quoted Rav Yosi was because his psak was authoritative. Let's finish with the words of Rav Kook on the Gemara Brachos. Since Rav Kook v'sharish kol zeh ba'mipnei tchuna arav shel azuz panim in person as a chutzpah that they're going to quote in the wrong way, that's, you're removing yourself from the Mesorah. You have to make sure to attach yourself to the Mesorah, and that's the way to bring the Shechina into Yisrael.